In Williamson County, Tennessee, Tuesday, medical professionals told the school board that they supported bringing back a mask mandate, and then they were accosted by an angry mob.
We know who you are.
You can leave freely, but we will find you, and we know
who
you are.
You will never be allowed in public again.
Elsewhere, some school districts in favor of mask mandates are bucking Republican governors in Texas, Florida, and elsewhere. And yesterday, California became the first state to require public school teachers to be vaccinated or else tested regularly. Let's get the national picture now from Education Week reporter Evie Blod. Evie, hi.
Hi.
Let me ask you first about the California mandates on teachers. Get a vaccine or else be tested. Is that seen as a big deal?
Yeah, this is the largest mandate of this kind so far. We've had several districts require this, including Hawaii, which the state functions as a district, require either you are vaccinated or you are tested regularly for COVID-19. For a while now, there's been some tension about whether or not to mandate the vaccine for teachers. But that tension has kind of given way recently as more and more union officials on the local and federal level have expressed some support for such measures.
Okay. So perhaps less resistance. We watch that. We're going to watch a lot of places, including Texas, where there is a fight in the courts. Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, has said there shall be no mask mandates, but a judge has ruled that he exceeded his authority. So where's that?
Yeah, so we have 8 states that have prohibited local school districts from requiring masks. And the reason masks are so significant is that children under 12 are not yet eligible to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
And in many of these areas, a lot of adults, including some educators, are not vaccinated. And the CDC, in its guidance to schools, has highlighted masks as one of the most important of what it calls layered mitigation strategies. So one of the most crucial things you can do to ensure that your schools can stay open. But in states like Arkansas, Florida, and Texas, governors or state lawmakers have said you can't do that. And some school districts are just on their own saying we will and we're going to see what happens. Some have sued and some judges have given them at least temporary leeway to require masks on a local level.
Right. So I just want to ask you about the reality then in places where a judge has decreed as such. Are school districts right now then pushing forward with their mask mandates?
Yeah, so the example of Arkansas, where a judge delivered a preliminary injunction on a state level, you've seen districts around the state vote to require masks on a local level. But you've also seen some who said, you know, we didn't require them last year. We're not going to require them now. There's just very little appetite for remote learning this year, and schools are in a position of trying to navigate what communities will tolerate to keep them open. Everything kind of has been scrambled in recent weeks.
I mean, would you anticipate we might see cases where if the numbers get really bad, school districts are going to reverse course and say, you know what, we're going to go back to hybrid?
In our own polling at Education Week, we've seen more educators say that their district is considering hybrid as an option if they need it. We've also seen schools not say, we're going to full-time remote learning, but say we have to do it temporarily because so many of our students are in quarantine right now. One of the Arkansas districts who really pushed to allow local mask mandates is a district with 4,000 students, and within 1 week, 800 of them were in quarantine because of possible exposure to the virus.
Yeah. Finally, I want to ask you briefly about Florida. The Republican governor there, Ron DeSantis, is threatening to dock salaries of school officials who enact mask mandates. State Education Commissioner yesterday warned Broward County School Board that if it requires masks, state money could be withheld. And yet the Biden administration is kind of pushing back here. How is all this playing out?
Yeah, so DeSantis said, you know, he didn't want to punish the students at the school. So he decided to target the salaries of school board members and school administrators who pushed these mandates. And the Biden administration has said in recent days, President Biden himself, that they are exploring options for how they might be able to compensate or intervene in these situations where school funding or personal salaries are at risk.
All right, Evie Blod, watching the country for us. She covers education, politics, and policy for Education Week. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.